Fanny Brice fue una celebridad de la primera mitad del siglo XX en los Estados Unidos. Cantante, comediante, actriz de cine y teatro, estrella de la radio y personaje en el que se inspira el musical Funny Girl que Barbara Streisand protagonizó en el cine en 1968. La estamos oyendo en I'm an Indian, Soy una India.
But he didn't say what year. What? I'll sue him for breach of promise. But I don't remember what he promised to do. For my engagement, he gave me a stone that I should wear. He said it's not a diamond, but you know there's horses there. Boy, how I hate that feller name. For making me love him the day I do. I suppose now I'll have to be an old maid, all on account of that feller Nathan. Then I think of how he used to come around and smoke my father's cigars, eat my mother's suppers, and waste mine life. I can't look my family in the face. I got four reasons for not liking him, and they're all the same. I could have married Maya the butcher, Jake the plumber, Tim the tailor, and Louis the lawyer, and no, I got nothing. That's what I get for fooling around with a traveling salesman. And he's an independent salesman, too. He don't take orders from anybody. And I'm telling you, a man in your arms is worth 300 old. He used to say that he would lay down and die for me. But he wouldn't stand up and work for me. I thought he was going to marry me in December. Because he always used to say, it will be a cold day when I marry you. And when we used to sit in the parlor and the lights would go out, I'd ask him to put a quarter in the meter. And he'd say, no, if your father finds out that we're in the dark, he'll put a quarter in the meter. And when mine people had their golden wedding, and everybody brought something made from gold, he had the nerve to bring a bowl of goldfish. And he plays foot and take with mine father. And when he wins, he takes. And when he loses, he puts up an argument. You ought to hear the promises he made to me, Dave. But now I know I fell for him, and he just let me lay. Boy, how I hate that fella, Dave.
Fanny Brice nació en 1891 en Nueva York como Fania Borach, tercer retoño de unos judíos taberneros que habían llegado a América desde Hungría. Volvemos a oírla en Oh, How I Hate That Fellow Nathan, Cómo odio a ese chico Nathan.
I feel so bad, but he don't care. I'm a raggin' alone and a husky hair. My folks all left before. They say how fool I was. When I ask Nathan when they're going to bed, he tells me he can't think that far ahead. Boy, how I hate that feller Nathan. Boy, how he used to keep me bathing. He always used to say I'll marry you. My dear, he told me the month, but he didn't say what year. What? I'll sue him for breach of promise, but I don't remember what he promised to do. For my engagement, he gave me a stone that I should wear. He said it's not a diamond, but you know there's horses there. Boy, how I hate that feller name. For making me love him the day I do. I suppose now I'll have to be an old maid, all on account of that feller Nathan. Then I think of how he used to come around and smoke my father's cigars, eat my mother's suppers, and waste my life. I can't look my family in the face. I got four reasons for not liking him, and they're all the same. I could have married Maya the butcher, Jake the plumber, Tim the tailor, and Louis the lawyer, and no, I got nothing. That's what I get for fooling around with a traveling salesman. And he's an independent salesman, too. He don't take orders from anybody. And I'm telling you, a man in your arms is worth 300 old. He used to say that he would lay down and die for me. But he wouldn't stand up and work for me. I thought he was going to marry me in December. Because he always used to say, it will be a cold day when I marry you. And when we used to sit in the parlor and the lights would go out, I'd ask him to put a quarter in the meter, and he'd say no. If your father finds out that we're in the dark, he'll put a quarter in the meter. And when my people had their golden wedding, and everybody brought something made from gold, he had the nerve to bring a bowl of goldfish. And he plays foot and take with my father. And when he wins, he takes. And when he loses, he puts up an argument. You say the promises he made to me, Dave. But now I know I fell for him, and he just let me lay. Dave, how I hate that fella, Dave. And I'll bring my children up to hate him.
En 1908, Bryce abandonó la escuela para trabajar en una revista de burlesque y dos años más tarde para Florence Ziegfeld, para quien encabezó sus famosos Ziegfeld Follies en 1910 y 1911, y más tarde nuevamente en 1921, en cuyo espectáculo cantaba una canción francesa que popularizó en inglés con el nombre de My Man, y que en español, años más tarde, grabaría Sarita Montiel con el nombre de Es mi hombre.
Cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired you bet. But all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for look, and no hero out of book is my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. Don't know why I should, he isn't good. Isn't true, he beats me too. What can I do? Oh my God, I love him so. He'll never all my life is just despair, but I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all right. And what's the difference if I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am here for him. I love him so, he'll never know. All my life is just despair. I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, And what's the difference if I say I'll go in when I know I'll come back on my knees someday for whatever my man is.
Otro gran éxito del mismo año fue Second Hand Rose, rosa de segunda mano. Price triunfó en varios musicales de Broadway e incluso en el cine con películas como My Man de 1928, Be Yourself de 1930 o Everybody Sing del 38 junto a Judy Garland, después de hacer de sí misma en Ziegfeld Follies de 1936, actuaciones que le valieron una estrella propia en el Boulevard de la Fama de Hollywood. Volvemos a oírla en I Was a Florida Dora Baby. Yo fui una chica protagonista.
Twenty years ago, a musical show, the
was a riot on Broadway. 20 years ago, I joined that show, and look at me today. 6 little happy little showgirls be, everyone abroad they had. 5 of them married in society, and I'm in the chorus yet. A disgrace to the whole sex set. For I was a Florida baby with a chance to pick the best. I had to marry up with A.B., a drummer with a fancy vest. A girl's a fool, the fool with millionaire, said he. I should be his title dog. Now at home, I'm bringing off a sextet. 5 I got, the other one I'll get yet. 5 dumb fools got married for money, and I got married for love. You know, they say everything happens for the best, and I was the best. You think not? Those millionaires would stand by their platinum limousines hoping for me to jump in. But with a flounce and a bounce and a jounce, I was off like a flash in the Flatbush Avenue streetcar. No millionaires for me. I married for romance. And do you think I'm sorry I gave up those limousines and diamonds? You think I'm sorry I'm washing dishes for every day for 8 people? You think I'm sorry we live in a 2-room flat? You think I'm sorry I didn't marry a millionaire? You bet your life I am. 5 dumb fools got married for money, and I got married for love.
En los 30 y 40, Fanny protagonizó el popular personaje radiofónico de Baby Snooks. Pero su vida personal no fue tan exitosa. Primero estuvo casada apenas unos días con un barbero, más tarde con un taur que estuvo en prisión y con quien tuvo 2 hijos. Tampoco hubo suerte la tercera vez con el letrista y productor teatral Billy Rose. Oímos Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love, preparando el desayuno para aquel al que amo.
Getting up, morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for 2. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast, he'll be taking his shave and his shower. My happy hour, the coffee is steaming. Oh boy, what I'm dreaming while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes baking, and that's what I'm baking while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When I won his tummy, I won his heart. Oh, baby, it's happy. No wonder I'm happy while I'm cooking for breakfast for the one I love. I'm making that fish. He's willing to wish me while I'm cooking for breakfast for the one I love. He's crazy for grapefruit.
I'd rather have grape nuts
while I'm cooking for breakfast for the one I love. A plate of steaming oatmeal. Taste it.
Ah, shucks. Who the heck wants oatmeal sprinkled with Lux?
To show that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful.
And faints right after breakfast.
For the one I love.
Fanny Brice murió en Hollywood en 1951. La despedimos con The Song of the Sewing Machine, la canción de la máquina de coser.
When I was young, a song was sung of a land that was milk and honey, where people were rolling in money. Far over the billowy sea. And so one day I sailed away with a heart that was light and sunny. I came to the land of the free. I ask you, is this liberty? There is no sun. There is no moon, there is no May, there is no June. If you listen to the song of the sewing machine, the babbling brook, the summer time is just a lazy poet's rhyme. If you listen to the song of the sewing machine. All through the day, a drizzling rain is playing upon my window pane. And every drop is saying, there is no lover's lane. There is no song, there is no bird, and God is just another word. If you listen to the song of the sewing machine. Linen, linen, miles of linen. With no end and no beginning, that's the song of the sewing machine. Sewing, sewing, ever sewing, going nowhere, always going, growing older, without growing, that's the song of the sewing machine. Tears, tears, and yet more tears, nights that last a thousand years, heartaches for my souvenirs. What am I doing, and what does it mean? There is no bird, and God is just another.